Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Mark 12:26 reads, "Have ye not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? This trio of father, son, and grandson composed the foundation for much of the great Israel experiment in a wisdom vastly exceeding our human capacity to plan or even conceive. God has used them through the descriptive information provided in the Bible about his dealings with them as a pattern of his plan of New Testament salvation. In many places, the Bible refers to God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses heard it at the burning bush. He was instructed to speak to the Israelites under the triple names. Elijah used their names in prayer for the fire that burned the stones of the altar, besides the use our Lord made of it in his dealings with the Jewish teachers. So think about it. In Abraham, we learn great truths about divine sovereignty and the life of faith. Isaac shows us the life of sonship and the life of submission. Jacob completes the picture in the biblical portrait of his life as being the life of the believer. Or put another way, Abraham gives us the life of election, Isaac the new birth, Jacob the manifestation of the carnal and spiritual natures that dwell in every person, as shown by his dual names, both of the usurper and the prince. Thus we find the order of these Old Testament biographies foreshadowed accurately the things now far more fully revealed in the New Testament. Or think of these three this way. Jacob's life shows us the role in God's plan of a servant. God's divine order is always like this. Abraham, the chosen object of God's sovereign promise, necessarily comes first, followed by the supernaturally born son Isaac, who is heir to his father's house, and finally, the servant Jacob. Salvation by human works teaches serve God in order to become his son. But God says we must first become his sons, and then we can serve him. Jacob must have his Bethel stairway before he, as Isaiah said, serve for a wife. It is worthy of notice that the blessings developed in God's order are also cumulative. While Abraham demonstrated God's right to choose whom he would, that did not cease with Isaac, who was preferred over his half-brother Ishmael. And the rights of sonship also followed through Isaac to Jacob, who was chosen before birth to be favored in his life's calling over his twin Esau. In that respect, his place in God's plan shows even more of God's sovereignty than either of his ancestors, before either of the boys were born, before either had done good or bad, and thus in a manner that has baffled theologians for centuries, God chose Jacob. But what of that? In the great dealings between man and God, is man the only party who has rights? Wouldn't that make God a mere recorder of man's doings? In various ways, God has chosen to give us glimpses of the rights he maintains in his sovereignty all through the Bible. The great question that presents to us is why he does what he does is, of course, insoluble by the human mind. It can only be accepted. Divine election is a fact, whether we can understand it or not. God's purposes are as certain as they are inscrutable, just as Paul told us when he explained God's acts according to the good pleasure of his will. Nevertheless, there is nothing arbitrary about him or his ways, and the wisest course, when we cannot understand his reasons, is to rest quietly and trustfully, for in his will is our peace. More important to us in understanding why God chose whom he did is to see how he worked with them. Most prominent with Jacob was God's matchless grace to one so unworthy. His marvelous patience with one so slow of heart, the changeless love which followed him through all his wandering course, the faithfulness which no unfaithfulness of Jacob's can change, and the power which preserved him are demonstrated in his love to that man. And now I offer a shout out to Landon Wilson. Have you talked to God today?
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.